I'm with Aqib Javid, the head coach of UAE Cricket. And Aqib, we're here at the ICC Academy today to announce a very exciting partnership between the Emirates Cricket Board and the ICC Academy. And this venue is going to be your high-performance centre and your preparation centre for the World Cup in 2015 in Australia and New Zealand. It must give you a real buzz to look around the facilities here and to know your players and you and your coaching staff are going to be able to utilise this.
Really excited because we're lucky that we got one of the best facilities in the world, especially like when you're playing in Australia and New Zealand, the World Cup especially, and we got same conditions. We got GABA and WACA cricket pitches in practice and as well as in the games. We got good indoors, pro batters, all the enormous facilities. And today we had an officially press conference to announce that we're having a partnership between UAE and ICC Academy, but we've been using these facilities from almost like 1 year. So I think I can see a huge improvement in part of their batting, bowling, and physical fitness also. So I think it's going to be a long-term association which will take UAE cricket a long way. I think we already started our junior programs also, a complete pathway from under-16 to under-19 to senior players. I would say nothing asked more. I think really excited, really thankful to David East who managed this all to have an association with the ICC Academy.
You must have to pinch yourself because when you came here originally as the UAE head coach, everything was on an amateur basis. It was very much hand-to-mouth. And now you've got probably the best facilities in the world.
It is. When I joined here, they used to practice on smaller places and not the facilities up to the mark. Now we got best facilities in the world and experts around me. You know, now if I compare with other associate teams, we got really strong a team working around with the players, and the players' response is enormous because now we got ODI status. They feel proud. I mean, they're already discussing that. Look, people look at us as they thought that we are stars. So they are stars. They're making up as professionals. I would say we are now semi-professionals, from amateur to semi-professional, and then a step ahead to become a professional UAE cricket team.
Realistically now, obviously the qualifier took place in January and February in New Zealand. Prior to that, of course, you'd qualified for the World 2020 and took part in that in Bangladesh in March. But looking ahead to the ICC Cricket World Cup in Australia and New Zealand next year, you've seen the progress that the players are making. They've got preparation now here at the ICC Academy. You're going to be playing Afghanistan. You're going to be playing Pakistan A. You're going to play in New Zealand 11. You're going to Australia on a preparatory tour as well. Realistically, with all that preparation and all the hard work that you and the players are putting in, how realistic is it to hope that you can achieve something in Australia and New Zealand at the ICC Cricket World Cup?
Yeah, about 2 months back, we had a conference in Scotland, all the high performance programs, and that was a time where we can judge ourselves with others. So I think our preparation is on the right direction. We are well prepared, and still 3 to 4 months to go. I think if you ask me today, I will be the most satisfied person if we won 2 games, and if we didn't win anything, would be the most dissatisfied person. So I think at least 2 games we are targeting.